She's the district manager for Southeast Missouri with Junior Achievement of Greater St. Louis with Junior Achievement Trivia. Becky Ahrens joining us now. Hi, Becky.
Hi, Fawn. How are you?
I'm well. You're my second Becky today. That's weird.
Oh, great.
You know, half the people I knew growing up were Becky, and I just, you know, I was like, look, I have two Beckys today. All right. So what is Junior Achievement of Southeast Missouri? What do you all do?
So Junior Achievement, we are a nonprofit organization, and our mission is to help students to gain greater financial knowledge, both financial literacy, work and career readiness, and entrepreneurship and kind of entrepreneurial forward thinking. And we do that by providing, we have over 60 programs for pre-K through 12th grade and even beyond. That we offer to schools and teachers and after-school programs at no cost to them. And we can either provide them to them to use in their classroom, or we can help connect them with volunteers to come in and present those programs as well.
You know how glad I am this exists? Because when I was a kid, no one ever said, save money. You know, think about retirement. Here's how you balance a checkbook. Nobody taught us anything about financial anything for after you stopped working. So my Gen Xers, a lot of us are screwed.
Yeah, we do have a lot of catching up to do, and hopefully the generations beyond us, we can help to empower them a little bit better with things that we didn't learn early enough. And that's what we do this by that it's hands-on experiential learning, especially in that at elementary, the pre-K through fifth grade. We have a lot of, there's games and activities, and so they're having fun, but they're also learning lifelong concepts that they can take into their future.
So do you have a lot of kids?
We do right now in the Southeast Missouri area, which is 17 counties in Southeast Missouri, so St. Genevieve's all the way into the Boot Heel and then over to where we butt up to the Springfield district. We have right now, I have 9,999 students who have are receiving or will be receiving Junior Achievement this year, and we'll probably add to that number as summer programs come open and we add different things. We do career fairs and speaker programs, so we have a lot of different things that we can come alongside schools and educators and help them in their classrooms.
I'm just over here saying I want you to have one more so you hit 10,000.
We'll get it. I had just looked at that number yesterday. I'm like 9,999, but our goal for this year is 10,000. I know we will exceed that
as we go into
the spring and summer. So yeah.
Awesome. All right. So how, I mean, you said you're a nonprofit, so do you get any government funds? You get anything?
We do not get government funding at this point. We do rely on local businesses and foundations and grants to support these, because we do not ask the schools to fund these programs. We provide them to them at no cost. So we do things like a trivia night for fundraisers. We have a golf event in this area. And then we just rely on other people in the area where these programs are to sponsor them.
Great. All right. So you are hosting, it says annual trivia night, but I don't know which year it is, but you're having a trivia night.
We are. Tomorrow night is going to be, and we've had several. We had a couple of years there where we didn't have one, so I've lost track of exactly how many we are on now, but we've been doing it for several years, usually around this time of the year, and a lot of times we have some kind of a crazy weather event. So I'm glad this year that our snow was a little bit earlier in the week and not the day of.
You know, if it never snowed again, that would be fine with me. I'm so stinking over it. My goodness. Okay. You know, I actually had to shovel part of my yard so that my dogs would know to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's stupid. Why do we have snow? Just let it rain.
I saw a trick for that. You put down a big piece of cardboard, and then when you pull it up, then that piece of land is so. I mean, just for the next time if we have it, maybe put down some cardboard, and you can just shovel it off of there. Yeah.
I've never had dogs that wouldn't go in the snow, because I'm from North Dakota. They had no choice. You either went in the snow or you just, you know, blew up. But, all right, so what kind of trivia are you doing?
We just do a fun night of trivia. We try to keep it lighthearted and fun. You know, it is a fundraiser, so we're not trying to be super competitive. Though we do have some teams that come back year after year that are vying for that first place position. So
of course they are.
Yeah, varied categories, just a fun night to get together with friends and coworkers and raise money for a great cause.
So you do like 10 rounds?
We do 8 rounds with 10 questions each, and our last round is always a really fun where people can pay to nominate someone to come up and hum a song for everyone else to guess. If you don't want to be the hummer, you can pay $10 to get yourself out of that. So we save that for the end. But yeah.
So what's the admission or sign-up price?
So if you want to bring a team of 8, it's $200. And then we also currently we still do have 2 round sponsors available, which is $500, and it has your name and logo throughout that round and on the answer sheet, and that will also get you a team of 8.
If I knew
before 3 o'clock today, I can still add some more teams. I know we're right at the deadline here, but I'd be happy to have more people if they want to join.
Yeah, and people love trivia because it's all that random knowledge floating around your head that's just useless until there's a trivia night.
Right. That's right. That's right.
That's when you need it. All right. So is this 21 and up, or what's happening during the night while you're playing trivia?
Usually we do. I mean, we have in past, people have brought some of their teenage kids, and it's usually adult night. You can bring, you know, your own drinks, and people bring their big spreads. I mean, the spreads that people bring for trivia night for food are just amazing.
We're doing
it at the VFW Hall in Cape, so there is a bar available, and you can order food from there as well.
Okay, and they have great chicken, just so you know.
Yes. All right,
and all of this is going to Junior Achievement in Southeast Missouri. It says presented by SEMO and the Harrison College of Business and Computing, so apparently they've helped you.
Yes, they are. They've been a great sponsor and a great supporter of Junior Achievement. One of the professors there is actually on our advisory board. So we have had great support and partnership with the college, yes.
Yeah, well, they kind of have a vested interest in kids knowing a little bit about business by the time they get to college.
Absolutely, yes.
That's funny to me. All right, so your programs go far and wide, and are they all year long?
Yeah, so usually it depends. Like our elementary programs, there are 5 lessons, so a teacher will choose if they want that in the spring or the fall semester. We have some supplemental things that we provide in the summer semester. So we do provide the programs all year long. They do not necessarily run all year long, but we do provide them all year long.
Yeah, and if they include math and the kid brings the homework home, mine will get an F. Because I can't do math. But it is important that they learn financial responsibility early on. We have a rule at my house that if you get $50 for your birthday, spend half and put the other half in savings. Just the way it works.
Yes.
And
yes.
I'm trying to teach him that so that, you know, he can buy a car when he turns 16 or 18 or whatever. And then he can start saving for his house or whatever he wants to do. But for whatever it is that the kids are going to need, it just seems like kids nowadays expect that we all have this hidden treasure chest somewhere where we're going to pull out a bunch of money and give them everything they want. Doesn't work that way, and it's time they figured it out.
And I think kids, a lot of, they're not seeing cash being used in exchange. Everything is done on a card, and they don't know the difference between a credit card and a debit card, and where does that money actually come from, and that's real money that's being used or borrowed from somewhere else. And so trying to get that concept across is usually interesting, especially in that younger elementary age.
Well, I got to tell you right now that I know one of your lessons is being taught in my third grade grandson's class, because he came home and looked me right in the face and said, "Nana, are you in debt?" I was like, "What?" And he goes, "Are you in debt?" I said, "Of course I'm in debt. I have a house and a car." He goes, "That's really bad. You should probably work on that." I'm like, "What do you think I'm working for?" You know, so he's learning about debt. And I thought that was great.
Yes.
I'm like, everybody you know who has a house has debt. But there's good debt and there's bad debt. And I think I have a little bit of both. So it's good that the kids are learning the difference between the two. But it's true. I have a 17-year-old grandson who every time I use my debit card, he goes, "How much is your limit on that thing?" I said, "Dude, it's attached to my banking account, and when I'm out of money, I'm out of money."
That's right.
Doesn't have a concept. No clue.
Nope.
That's why you exist.
Yes. We are trying to teach them, like I said, and teaching them how to identify some of their interests and skills and values that they have even now at 12 and 15 and 17 years old, but they can kind of take that into shaping their career or education path and find a career or a job path that will match with what they have an aptitude for.
Yeah, and let's hope that they all learn that working hard will get you what you want eventually in life, and staying in a fast food job is probably, unless you're going to work up into management, is probably just a starter job. You should have higher hopes than that.
Yes. Yeah. And to learn some of those skills that you're going to need for any job that you're going to have. You mm-hmm. know, there's a lot of employers now that the students' soft skills is what they're lacking. They may have technical knowledge, but the soft skills and the communication and the being able to interact with different people in different ways. And, you know, I've had people even in my job, and if I've worked with different people, if they text me or email me, it's not as professional as you would think it should be. And there's some of those shortened jargon slang things that we would use maybe if we're texting a friend, but probably not if you're doing that in the business world. So just trying to get some of those concepts across as well.
Yeah. Just having a conversation is difficult for some kids. You mm-hmm. know, it's amazing to me how there's a lack of humanity in the world right now. And I do blame technology, but there's a way out. So
yes.
you need to take
yes.
it. All right. So tell me how they sign up for a team.
They can call me. Probably the easiest way today would be just to call me directly so we could get it done quickly. And my phone number is 573-275-5477. And if they're interested in anything else about Junior Achievement, that phone number can be used as well.
All right. Becky Ahrens is the district manager of Southeast Missouri for Junior Achievement of Greater St. Louis. What y'all are doing is immeasurably important. So thank you for that.
Yes, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.